Okay, we're excited to get back into to TCF and get back in front of our fans and hopefully put on a good performance. So, questions?
How do you feel about the week of practice out of the bye? Do you feel like they came back sharp?
Yeah, I think we practiced well.
How's Exum kind of, you know, you had this comments earlier about a few weeks ago about not really maybe as focused as he could have been, as he sort of responded well to that?
I never said he wasn't focused. I said he's not always sure what he's doing, but he's focused.
So has he gotten to the point where you feel better about what he's
sometimes
knowing that still?
Sometimes.
Is it just kind of being sure of what you're seeing, or is it just more study time to get that to be there?
It's really on the field time. It's not so much in the playbook or watching tape or things like that. It's all about performing under pressure.
In terms of health and development, is this as flexible as you've been with your receiving corps?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think all of them, they're all pretty good. And they all have not all of them have different skill sets, but, some guys, are better at some things than others. But, yeah, I think it's a good group.
Have you made your lineup decisions and just holding off until Sunday?
Pretty much.
Did you see Michael Motti's play last night?
I did.
Yeah. Have success like that?
Well, we always, Marty was always a great kid, so. But I'm not supposed to comment about other teams' players or I'll get in trouble again.
When you prohibit you from even saying something nice about a guy?
Huh?
They prohibit you from saying something nice about a guy, too?
I don't know. I just try not to get in trouble anymore.
When you look at Matt Khalil and what he's been able to do this season, you only had him last year, so what told you during the off season that he would be able to rebound? What gave you that confidence?
Well, I mean, you're never really sure, but the one thing about Matt is that he has never missed anything. Never missed. I don't remember him missing any practices last year. Maybe he missed one or two, but I mean, when it was game time, he always played. And regardless of how bad it was at times, he kept fighting. And so, we were hopeful that if we could continue to work on his technique and fix those things, that would go. But he's been playing good. I'm proud of the things that he's done so far. Hopefully it continues.
You mentioned, I remember a few times last year, kind of his confidence was an issue at times. When your health is there and when your technique is good, does your confidence kind of come back with that?
Well, I think when you play good, your confidence comes back. He seems to be pretty confident now, when I talk to him.
You got a rookie corner like Marcus Peters. What can you do to exploit, I guess, his inexperience?
Well, I think he's a very good player. He's very, very good athlete. I probably won't comment on any exploitation things, to be honest with you.
I see a guy you guys liked coming out of the draft. I know you guys did a lot of work on corners.
He was. I think we had him in on the top 30, maybe. I think we did. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good? Yeah. All right. Short and sweet.